Hello everyone, my name is Tomoe Kishimoto from ICEF in the Tokyo University. So first, I would like to introduce about ICEF very briefly. ICEF is a research center in the University of Tokyo for the particle physics at the high energy frontier. So we have three main projects, R&D for ILC, and the MEG experiment at PSI, and the ATLAS experiment. So ATLAS Japan group consists of 70 universities and institutes. So they, as shown here, they contribute to the very wide area of the experiment. But the contribution to the computing is covered by ICEF only. So the Tokyo Tier 2 is the only WLCD site in the ATLAS Japan group. So resource overview. We support ATLAS VO only and in WLCG as Tier 2. And we also provide ATLAS Japan dedicated local resources. And as a point, almost all hardware are leased and they are replaced in every 3 years. So in the last year, this hardware replacement was done and a new system we call FORCE system is running. So we have 10,000 CPU cores, which include the service instance and 10 petabyte disk storage. So actually, a single VO and uniform architecture is our baseline to perform a single configuration. So for the site operation, 5 university staff and 2 system engineers from company are working. So here I report the status in the ATLAS experiment. This plot shows a fraction of number of compute jobs in the Tokyo. So this is our history. So you see that the fraction was decreasing in the period of a previous system, but it has been recovered, which is the last 2 being with the fourth system. So for example, in the last month, 4.4% of the production jobs and 4.7% of the analysis jobs was completed in the Tokyo. This number shows a very good contribution to the experiment because if you think the number of Japanese also in the ATLAS, it is about 3%. So we also achieved a good site availability. It was greater than 99%. So we have update on the batch system and CE. Tokyo Tier 2 has been using Torque MAUI for years, but we decided to migrate HD Condor. So in the last year, we evaluated the ARC CE plus HD Condor combination, and we deployed a small cluster into the production. So currently, we have 2 types of queues, Cream CE plus Torque MAUI or ARC CE plus HD Condor. So here, as a point, we newly introduced the dynamic partitioning of the worker node for the single or multi-core jobs in the HD Condor. So this is the observation in the production system. The top is the static partitioning with the Torque MAUI, and the bottom is the dynamic partitioning of the HD Condor. So you see that in the top plot, you see that some idle CPU cores due to the static partitioning, since either single or multi-core jobs are not assigned to the site. But in the bottom plot, you see that this idle CPU cores were compensated by the other type of jobs. This is exactly the good effect of the dynamic partitioning. So here I summarized the CPU utilization in the Tokyo static partitioning versus dynamic partitioning. So if you compare the 2 lines, you see that improvement in the dynamic partitioning constantly, it is 3 or 4%. Also, the HT contour is very stable so far, so we plan to migrate all CPU from Toruk Maui to HT contour in the near future. So I move to the topic about database of the storage element. So our disk storage is managed by DPM. The top right plot shows the evolution of our disk storage. So currently we can deploy 6.33 petabyte in maximum. Then the database is MySQL. We use community edition because this is very good, showed very good performance for the InnoDB. Then the database size has reached 84 gigabytes recently. So this diagram shows our configuration of SE. So we have we have 48 file servers, and each server is connected to the 132 terabyte disk array. Then the MySQL database is included in the SE. Then the actually, no redundancy in the MySQL database. So we really had the high risk of producing the dark data in this configuration. So we recently implemented the MySQL replication. Semi-synchronous replication in the MySQL has been implemented. So in this function, the master server is replicated to the slave server automatically. So if we have a problem in the master server, we can use a slave server as a new master server, right? Then we can take daily backup from the slave server without no impact on the master server performances. We also use dedicated hardware where we use Fusion IO drive for the database spaces to reduce the maintenance time. And also we use a MySQL command to check the consistency between the master and slave data. As an observation, the binary log is increasing by 8 gigabytes per day. So this two plots show the transfer efficiencies and the file deletion efficiency monitored by Atlas. So the shaded area is the downtime for the database upgrade. So we don't see any issue after the upgrade, as shown here. So the last topic is international network. The SINET is an academic backbone network in Japan. So by upgrade of SINET, Japan is connected to the US site by 100 gigabps and to the European site by 20 gigabps. And also, LC1 peering for 10 in Hong Kong will be available. Then by this upgrade, actually the network between ICEP and the campus network was often saturated because it was only 10 gigabps bandwidth. So we upgraded this network 10 gigabps to 20 gigabps. So the plot showed the data transfer in outgoing. So we observed data transfer with greater than 10 gigabps after the upgrade. So this is a summary. Tokyo Tier 2 is the fourth system running. So we are providing enough computing resources for the Atlas. And we also achieved good site availability. And the migration from Toruk Maui to HT Condor is ongoing. So we have observed improvement of CPU utilization thanks to the dynamic partition. Also, we implemented the redundancy in the MySQL database, so we reduced the risk of producing the dark data. So bandwidth between ICEP to world area network has been increased from 10 gigabits to the 20 gigabits. Thanks.
Question? No question for Kishimoto? Yeah.
In your dynamic partitioning with Condor, I'm assuming you're using partitionable slots on the nodes. My question is, how do you balance between multi-core and single-core? Right, because Condor will just greedily schedule single-core jobs if they're available, you know, and basically starve out the multi-core. So have you guys considered that at all?
Actually, no boundary between single-core and multi-core jobs. So to dispatch new multi-core jobs, we control the draining, right?
Okay, so you manage it at the load side?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Is there another question? Yes?
Hello, I'd like to know why you chose ARC-C as a computing element, while you could have chosen CRAME-C or HT-Condor-C.
Because there are many references in the Atlas experiment already, they are using ARC-C plus ATR combination. So just that we have reference.
More question? No more question. Okay, thank you.